Beyond Time and Memory Journey. The forest of evergreen stretched endlessly, its canopy a mosaic of emerald and gold, where time seemed to kneel in reverence. No one aged here. Villagers with centuries-old eyes laughed like children, their skin unmarred by years of hardship and toil. Evergreen was not just a refuge, it was a dream woven with laughter and carefree moments, where the air shimmered with the fragrance of wildflowers. Joan, a wanderer fleeing a life of loss, stumbled into this haven by accident, her boots sinking into the soft moss that whispered secrets of ancient tales. As she ventured deeper, the sun filtered through the leaves, creating a dance of light that gently guided her. The villagers welcomed her with open arms, their faces ageless, their voices warm like the summer Sunday stay. They urged, "And be free of time's weight, weave your dreams into the tapestry of our lives, and let the burdens of the past fade like the ephemeral dusk." At first, Evergreen reveled in the forest's magic. She danced under starlight with men and women who claimed to have seen empires rise and fall, their bodies as spry as hers at 25, moving with a grace that transcended time. The air tasted of honeysuckle, intoxicating her senses and filling her heart with joy, while the streams sparkled with an unnatural clarity, reflecting the soft glow of the moon like scattered diamonds. The laughter of her companions echoed through the trees, mingling with the rustling leaves and creating a symphony of enchantment. However, as weeks turned to months, Joan noticed a change that crept upon her like shadows at twilight. Her reflection in the creek showed faint lines around her eyes, a silver thread in her dark hair that glinted in the sunlight, a stark reminder of the relentless passage of time. She was aging, and with each day that passed, the youthful vibrancy she once took for granted began to fade, leaving behind an unfamiliar landscape of growing wisdom and unspoken fears. The villagers didn't believe her at first. "Impossible," said Ilara, a woman who'd woven baskets for 300 years, her fingers nimble as a teenager, yet shadowed by the weight of age. "Evergreen stops time." But Joan's hands grew rougher, her joints ached in the mornings, and her once steady stride faltered, each step echoing her increasing struggle against the inevitable passage of time. Whispers followed her through the village, no longer warm but wary, swirling in the air like autumn leaves caught in a gust. "She's different," they murmured, casting sidelong glances filled with a mix of curiosity and fear. "Cursed, perhaps." The notion hung heavily in the atmosphere, as Joan sensed the shift in their gazes, the warmth of friendship giving way to a chilling isolation that crept into her heart, leaving her to wonder if her fate was sealed by a power she hardly understood. Desperate, Joan sought answers. She ventured deeper into the forest, where the trees grew ancient and gnarled, their bark etched with runes no villager could read, symbols that whispered of forgotten legends and secrets buried in time. Each step she took was measured, the soft crunch of leaves underfoot mingling with the haunting calls of distant creatures. The air thickened with an enchanting aroma of damp earth and wildflowers, luring her onward, pushing her towards a destination only her heart could sense. There, in a glade pulsing with an eerie light that danced like fireflies in the twilight, she found the heartroot, a massive tree, its roots throbbing like veins, radiating the forest's timeless aura and a sense of both dread and solace. Kneeling before it with reverence, Joan pressed her hands to its bark, feeling the rough texture beneath her fingers, and a voice, vast and sorrowful, filled her mind, weaving together the tales of those who had come before her, revealing truths that were both wondrous and terrifying. "You are not of us," it said, its voice resonating through the trees like an ancient echo. "The forest's gift is for those born within its bounds, nurtured by the very earth that embraces them. Outsiders carry time's seed, and it grows, intertwining with their fate, sprouting roots that stretch beyond mere existence. To tread upon this sacred ground is to invite the whispers of the past and the burdens of the unknown, for in this realm, only those truly destined may partake in the secrets held deep within the woods." Joan's heart sank as she struggled to comprehend the weight of the revelation. "Why didn't they tell me?" she whispered, her voice barely audible above the din of the bustling crowd around her. The questions swirled in her mind like autumn leaves caught in a fierce wind. Had they known all along? Did they think she wouldn't understand? The sense of betrayal washed over her, mixing with the confusion that left her feeling adrift in a sea of uncertainty. "They forget," the heartroot replied, its voice resonating like wind through ancient trees. "Immortality dulls their curiosity, wrapping their minds in a fog of complacency. They no longer question the world around them, nor do they seek to uncover the mysteries that lie beyond their mundane existence. Once driven by wonder and a thirst for knowledge, they have become stagnant, content with the superficial and unwilling to delve deeper into the shadows of their existence." She returned to the village, her hair now streaked with gray, a testament to the passage of time, her face a map of years the others would never know, etched with memories of both joy and sorrow. The villagers avoided her gaze, their eternal youth now a quiet accusation, a reminder of choices unmade and paths unexplored. Joan could stay, grow old, and die among them, a fleeting anomaly in their endless lives, blending into the backdrop of ageless faces and unchanging routines, becoming a ghost among the living. Or she could leave, return to a world beyond the village boundaries, where time claimed everyone, where her aging was no curse but a shared human thread, part of the grand tapestry of existence, rich with the experiences that shaped her and connected her to the broader, pulsating rhythm of life. As she weighed her options, the weight of her decision loomed large, the pull of familiarity tugging at her heart against the lure of the unknown. One dawn, Joan packed her worn satchel, meticulously folding her few belongings, which included a tattered journal filled with her thoughts and sketches. As she moved quietly about the room filled with memories, Illyra watched from a distance, her ageless face unreadable, eyes reflecting the colors of the rising sun. The air was thick with a mixture of anticipation and sadness. "You could stay," she said softly, her voice barely above a whisper, as if suggesting that the world outside might be too vast and daunting for someone so young and restless. Joan smiled, her wrinkles deepening, a testament to the countless stories etched across her face. "I'd rather live a life that ends than one that forgets to begin," she mused, her eyes twinkling with a hint of mischief and wisdom. In her heart, she knew that each moment, each experience was a vivid brushstroke in the masterpiece of her existence, even if the canvas was not flawless. She had danced through joy and sorrow, embraced the chaos, and felt the thrill of uncharted paths beckoning to her, longing to be explored. She stepped beyond the forest's edge, where the air grew heavy and the colors dimmed, as if the very atmosphere was reluctant to let her go. Behind her, evergreen shimmered, eternal and indifferent, its radiant light casting long shadows that danced at her feet in a bittersweet farewell. Ahead, the world waited fleeting, flawed, and hers an expanse of possibilities unfolding like a worn tapestry, rich with stories untold and adventures yet to be embraced. Each step she took resonated with the pulse of a new beginning, a blend of excitement and trepidation that ignited her spirit and beckoned her forward into the unknown. The whispering winds carried promises of change, stirring her heart and igniting the fire within her soul.